Cass Pook says she's in it to advocate for kids. The mother of five and grandmother of one practices what she preaches. Even with steady declines in the enrollment of the Sitka School District over the last decade, one of Pook's children is starting her third year across the bridge at the state-run Mount Edgecombe High School. Pook says it's a better fit for her student.
It's prep school versus public school, and if my child wants to go, I'm not going to tell them no if that's their focus and that's what fits them best. I really believe in the student and the whole child and what's best for them. Yeah, we'd like enrollment up, but I feel personally that their education and what their needs are is what's the most important. That's what I like to focus on.
Two of Pook's other children have graduated from Sitka High, and she's got one child at Blatchley Middle School and one at Kikgushihin Elementary. Pook is a full-time artist. She has served two full terms on the school board and one partial term for a total of 7 years. She believes the Sitka board is a good team and responsive to the community, and other districts have corroborated that opinion.
When you go up to Alaska Association of School Boards, there's districts that don't have as much transparency as Sitka. The budget process, the community is real important to us. We could sit up there and make decisions on what we think is best for the community and the students, but it really helps to have community members and students and staff come to the budget meetings and let us know what's important to them. And we'll cut programs, but the community has been pretty supportive when we've had to do that.
Tom Conley is the current president of the Sitka School Board. He's a physician at Search who served three full terms plus one partial term on the board, about 10 years in all. His daughter graduated from Sitka High in 2003. Signing on for a fourth term was no easy matter.
I had a hard time deciding whether to run this time. I am 65 now and getting kind of old, so it was difficult to commit to another 3 years, but I figure that I've had a fair amount of experience and a fair amount of knowledge how things work and might be useful to the board over the next couple of years. But this is definitely the last time.
Conley has specialized in tracking education legislation. He participates regularly in the fly-ins to Juneau coordinated by the Alaska Association of School Boards. State funding for schools will actually increase in the coming year as multiplier formulas kick in that benefit rural schools and districts with special needs students. Conley says the board will work more on maintaining the municipal contribution to the school district, which declined by 1% this year. Conley says he knows the downturn in the economy will pressure the city budget.
By the same token, our needs really don't change, and children should be our priority for funding, both in the state and the municipal level, and we intend to push that. It's very important to have a comprehensive education that includes not only the three R's, but also encompasses music and art and sports and extracurricular activities, etc. The kids who do best are the ones who partake of those events.
Cass Pook says it's not just the school board that makes a comprehensive education possible.
Fortunately, we've been able to keep more than just the core classes, unlike other districts. When we go to the conference in Anchorage, they say, how are you able to keep the vocational classes? And I think the community has a lot to do with that, working together with other organizations, finding a way to come up with the money to make it work for kids.
Engaging community support for school funding is now a priority of the board. Even with a 1% decrease this year, the assembly's support of the school budget was not unanimous. Conley says it shouldn't become a battle.
No, we don't want to throw down a gauntlet. We want to be in a cooperative dialogue with the community, both the community and also the assembly. We certainly are also members of the community and understand the difficulties that are facing the community at this particular time. And so it's an effort to engage in a conversation and reach some sort of a reasonable compromise.
The board has also set a goal of expanding Native hire. The board's relationship with the Native community was tested last year in a tense meeting at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. Cass Pook believes that relationship has improved.
I think it's getting better. Last time we met with the tribe, it was a hard meeting, and we talked about that. I brought it up. And just like the assembly, there needs to be more communication until, and instead of waiting until you get to the meeting, it's like, oh, wow, there's some big issues here that we need to discuss and not be surprised by them.
Both Pook and Conley are pleased by the addition of a native teacher to the math department at Blatchley Middle School this year. Pook thinks teacher pay may be hurting recruitment, and not just for Native Alaskans.
Teachers are worth a lot for what they put up with. You know, just not the kids, but all of the demands with No Child Left Behind. They work more than 8 hours a day. They have to keep up.
Barring any successful write-in campaign, Cass Pook and Tom Conley will return to their seats on the school board this fall. The municipal election will be held on Tuesday, October 6th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.